weightless as I float into the night. My lucid dream, take this life, my sinner, I am myself, and so it's yours. Take it as you would, my source divine, my symmetry. Personal identity of mine is separate.
We're back. John and Jamie, back in the studio. You thought we were dead.
The boys are back in studio.
But we're so back. Enjoy some tunes coming up for the next hour, starting with this one, which is so apropos. Jamie, you just unplugged my headphones.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, whatever. Here's the song.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. What she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
Where the shivers Oh, wow.
Oh, Robin.
Oh, wow. So fleety. So foxy.
Foxy Robin.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, you heard it right. We're back. You remember us from 2 to 3 slot. And now here we are.
Back at our... those guys are gone.
Yeah.
Nope.
Up to our old tricks.
No, it's good to be back.
It's great to be back. Ugh, Jamie, what'd you do with your time off?
With my hiatus?
Yeah.
I've been trying to submit a comp sci assignment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it's not working.
Oh, yeah, the Halligan servers are down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I might just email them. I don't know what I'm
going to
do.
For which class?
Look, I check Piazza. You're probably, I know what you're thinking. Did he check
Piazza? Did he check Piazza?
Of course I check Piazza. But one unanswered question, are the servers down? Unanswered.
Well, the answer is yes.
Unanswered.
Yeah, all the sites are down too. I've been trying to log
into
the...
I'm not going to believe it until I see it on Piazza.
I've been trying to log into the 160 website or just go on it and it's down. What class are you submitting for, James?
Human computer interaction.
Ooh, 171?
Sir?
Nice.
The UI?
Oh, all about that. We.
some UX, some UX. Some UX.
Some UX. Yeah, I was originally going to be taking an algorithms test right now, or like in 20 minutes.
But, oh, really?
But that's no more. That's no longer. So we good.
John, update. Looks like that 5 to 7 has been snatched up.
Oh, well, alas, we won't be here until 7 o'clock.
Oh, much to the chagrin. Oh, yes,
much to the dismay of all these. How many listeners we got?
Oh, we got around 12.
Great.
Everyone clinging to life.
That's a baseball.
But
team.
Here's the thing: is wow, Brennan this morning literally said it was 2 touch football teams if you include us. When I because we had 12 because you played touch with 7 on 7, I guess.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
6 on 6.
But with plus 14. Me
and, oh,
plus
okay.
Me and Brennan, yeah,
right, because you both were saying well.
Exactly. But shoot, what was I gonna say?
Where's Brennan on a day like today? Inside, I hope.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, sheltered. See, here's the thing: is we've got 12 streams going, but I imagine that all these streams are like whole families huddled around their radio or mobile device.
Chats.
So it's really So I think it's more like probably 40 or 80 people.
Wow.
I'm assuming pretty large families.
That's old school.
Big time.
Huh. Big time. Slap of the bass.
Yes. So, you know,
remember those stormy nights when your family would all gather around the electric bass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your dad would just slap
it. Your dad would just slap it and then you'd say, "Hey Dad, how about giving me a try?" And he'd say, "No way, I'm too good. It'll sound like
"Hey,
crap.
What about?" And then you're like, "I don't take requests."
Yeah, yeah.
Here's to the dads.
Here's to the dads.
Here's to the slap dads. That doesn't sound as good.
Here's to the slap dads, says Jamie, who don't take requests.
They don't take requests from nobody.
Uh-huh. Real cool. Real cool.
Slap dads.
Well, we'll play some tracks here. Jamie and I are both spinning, co-spinners here. You know, we're just trying
That's right. We each got our own deck. We each got our own deck. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be pretty sweet.
A little back and forth.
Yeah, so, I don't know, man. I mean, anything could happen.
Yeah.
Probably we'll play music mostly.
But let's not rule out anything else.
No, certainly not.
Let's not rule out literally anything else.
Literally anything else. And again, if you have requests, you know, feel free to text me or call the station.
855-915-9636 or call John's personal at, where's my phone? Wait, give out your number on the air.
Do it.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine. Do it.
Just give me a sec. Just give me a hot sec.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a hot sec.
Oh yeah, the hot choc cocoa has cooled down a bit.
It's churning out.
It's yeah. We're making more, but if you put in a couple ice cream scoops, it usually
it's
goes.
It's amazing how much it changes.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much the drink itself really just.
Oh, big time.
It becomes a different.
Yep.
Big time slap in the bass. I forget how to go to where contact. Oh, I forget. I never go to contacts.
Or just the last time I texted you. I don't know, Jamie.
Yeah, that would have been probably good thinking. Is it under M? I guess. For John Murfalds, is it Is it 608-417-0392?
That's right. That's 608-417-0392.
0392. What word does 0392 spell?
Cutie. What?
That's too many letters.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, that wouldn't work.
All right.
It'd be, hold on. Let me get this up. Keypad. 0392.
Let's spend the next 10 minutes figuring
out. Well, zero isn't anything.
Oh.
So it's just 392. So that could be, it could be, EWA or, Easy B.
I like that. Easy B, John Merfelt.
Yeah. So
John
it's,
Easy B.
So it's 608-417-0EZB. If that helps.
If you need help remembering. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, now that we've gotten that, now that you know my personal number, I have another song, and then maybe we'll give it over to Jamie. He'll play a song, and, you know, we'll see what's up.
This is tune time.
I'm going to play. Oh, yeah. We're stopping for Helen Sibilla's show. Helen, if you're listening, hey, it's good to hear from you. You might be saying to me. little role reversal there. Yeah, so I'm going to play some Dandy Warhols, and then we'll see.
And the song is called...
powerful stuff.
That was
welcome to the spooky hour.
Oh no, that's like how classical, like DJs for classical station would be like, that's Rachmaninoff.
I don't think you're capturing it. You sound much more like undead.
Spooky.
I think it's more like, and that was women with shaking hand
of their cell title
in the key of A. I mean, I wasn't really paying attention, but I'm pretty sure it was A.
I think it was E.
It might have been E. I wasn't listening to the root enough to.
I think it was E. Yeah. I think it's E. The first part's in is more, I think, C.
And that was shaking hand going from the key of C to, we believe, the key of E. Just for the record, I if I'd been listening more closely, I would have gotten that.
Just so everyone knows, John's really good at music.
I'm very good at music.
That was shaky. I'm very good at music. Just, I could do that.
The C stands for crazy good at music. Oh, man. Yeah. Jamie, how's the work been going?
Quick update.
Yeah. Oh. This better be an answer to the Piazza question.
Quick, but important update.
Yeah. Please tell me this is from Piazza.
Instructor Mike Shaw posted a new note to Piazza.
See, Mike Shaw.
See, I got Mike Shaw.
Okay.
Now, well, we just got to make sure that I get email alerts from Piazza. Just
ugh, lame. Just heads up. Dude, they clutter your inbox, dude. You gotta get a daily digest.
Not for this class. This class is easy.
Get a daily digest, James.
Trust me. In the past, I certainly have, but I'm too lazy for. I get like maybe one email a day, and that's just from people posting notes. But today, honestly, comparatively, it's been blowing up.
Sure. Well, it's a big day.
Instructor Mike Shaw posted a new note. Your instructors. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, oh, your instructor selected to notify everyone in real time of this post, bypassing user email preferences.
That's fine. That's great.
He hacked through.
That's fine. That's great.
He hacked in.
No judgment here. That's great. I'm just saying.
Title, homework extended until tomorrow.
Wow.
I should say subject line.
But you were done with it,
content.
Right?
With the snow day and server down, many of you will obviously have a hard time submitting. Please submit using provide, assuming the server is up, by 6 p.m., thanks and stay warm. Aw, that's so nice of him.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I already finished this assignment. But for those just tuning in, I've been, today's been a struggle to turn in my...
If you're in Jamie's 171 class.
Yeah. I've been freaking out.
I'm sure. Well, I've been trying to do some problems with amortized analysis, which is a really weird topic in
160.
We're talking 160.
We're talking 160. This is talking 160.
Talking 160. Distinct from our show, Talking 180, where we turn around and
and talk 171.
Yeah.
We almost turn around.
Yeah. Did you think Ming would come on my radio show if I invited him?
If you asked, I'm sure he would. He's like that cool of a guy.
It's quite early in the morning. That was the problem.
I'm sure he gets up pretty early. He seems like the kind of guy who get up early.
That's true. He seems the kind of guy who would get up early and go to sleep never.
Yeah. Hmm. I think so. Or sleep in like 15-minute increments.
Like Kramer.
Yeah.
It would be pretty fun to have him on.
Yeah, I think he'd be a fantastic guest. Hmm. I think if you can get him on, you should.
Maybe at the end of the semester, I'll send him an email.
We don't get enough faculty up here.
Well, because we have our Comp 20 demo day on a Tuesday, which is when the Electric Hour airs. So
maybe he
could come for that one.
Hmm. He could do a live on air review of your assignment. How's that going, by the way?
Stump dump? Oh,
stump dump?
Not great. I mean, we haven't really done anything for it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I've been meaning to. Did you guys just procrastinate a lot with yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of saved it till like the weekend before.
Oh god.
Which was a bit of a mistake.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and whip those guys into shape. I feel like I'm in a group with three very competent people, but I think there's only two of us that really care at all.
Whip those teeth into shape.
Yeah.
Boss those teeth into shape. Yeah. What is Stump Dump, John?
Stump Dump is an app. It's going to be an online and mobile, or desktop and mobile app.
Ooh, ambitious.
Where you can leave puzzles for your friends in hidden locations. So you go somewhere and then you'll get a notification like, hey, Jamie left you a little puzzle here, and you can like make your own little crosswords for people.
Oh. So it's not like you just like leave a Rubik's Cube in a corner.
And correct. You make a little crossword and then you leave it somewhere. And it's just a way to let people know you're thinking about them. It gets people to like go to a place instead of just laying in bed all day.
That's nice.
To our marketing it. So you dump a puzzle and hope to stump your friends. So it's a stump dump.
Which came first, the title or the entire concept for this app?
Well, we knew we wanted the initials to be SD, so we went from there. Right. And then obviously we thought of Stump Dump. We were working for a while with Save Doug, but we thought that, you know.
Doesn't quite have the same ring.
No, I mean, I think it's got a lot of ring, but it just had a lot of potential human consequences.
Okay.
You know, if people didn't save Doug in time. And we also toured with Sure Dad. It keeps track of your chores that your dad might give you. We also we're gonna do Slap Dad, which obviously is your slap thing.
Dad. No, wait!
Shout out to the Slap Dads who slapped the bass.
I'm thinking of making Slap Dad a reality.
Jamie, you can do that when you have kids someday.
Oh, no.
So like, all right, just talking about slapping the bass. No need to panic. All right, I got a couple requests from people that I'm gonna play. Get people who called my private line. It's a good thing we got that number out. Maybe a little Jonathan Colton, who just is releasing a new album. He's got a new single out. I don't know if it's radio friendly, so I'm not gonna play that. But I'm gonna play this other Jonathan Colton song that I got, requested. And then who knows, you know. Maybe some mean lady caravan police pal. So anyway, Jamie, do you have anything to add before we resume the tunes? Before we go back to tune time?
Just sipping my cocoa. Let's go, go, go.
Wake me up before you go, go.
Though. Wake me up for some cocoa.
Though, bro. Snow. All right, we're having fun.
Snow bros. This is Snow and the Bro.
Yeah.
Which one is Snow and which one is the Bro?
I think if people could see us, they would know which one is Snow and which one is the Bro.
It's an excellent point.
It's like Lanky and the Albino. Which one is which?
Wank and the Stank.
Wank and the Stank.
Don't touch that dial.
Do you guys hear those loud snow plows outside? These shotgun mics pick up some nice plow sounds. You're welcome back to plow sounds.
Snow and the Bro.
Snow and the Bro. Hey, bro.
Yes, no?
Toss me some Coke.
Hey, remember, Snow, no drinking in the station.
That's right. This has been a little educational theater.
Oh, Snow, we gotta do a PSA.
Oh no, bro, I don't want to do a PSA. All right, bro, give me a PSA. Oh, dude, we should play some Weezer. I'm gonna, after this Jonathan Colton song, I'm gonna play a Weezer track. So we can
see what,
and we can dissect it.
Be a big brother's big sister's volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. Slap Dad. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with a little brother or sister, age 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888.
Yes, Jamie?
888-4112-BIGS. Or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org.
Wait, did you say 4112?
That's 888-412.
Oh, okay.
Biggs.
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 Oh, man.
It's written in all caps too.
Oh my god! Yeah, right.
So it just looks like bricks.
Man, Jamie, I'm trying to find a Weezer song to play after the Jonathan Colton song, but I'll work on that.
Also, I forgot the album cover for Hurley.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's just him.
All right. Anyway,
Yo, Hurley or Ratitude?
Yeah, I might. We'll see. Okay. Here's some Jonathan Colton and then some Weezer. Jamie and I will briefly dissect the Weezer so we can have our weekly Weeze. And that'll bring us to 5 o'clock. Clock out of your workplace.
God, I hope so.
All right. See y'all soon. And. Oh, there we go. All right. Great time.
Still so dark because it's still so early, and the chipper little girlie at the front desk doesn't mind at all. These phony living rooms and fake plants are killing me. This bad coffee's filling me with equal parts joy and rage. Put my makeup on and crack in half, I choke back a laugh. Find the camera with the red light. Good morning, Tucson. The lights come on and so I smile wide and say, throw the rest away. When I was coming up, I got the donuts, which means I got the donuts that I wanted. There was no young punk to steal my jelly glazed, and I'm still sort of amazed that you can be born in the 90s. When I don't like what they talk about, I take the earpiece out. They just cue me through the window. The lights come on and so I smile wide and say, good morning, Tucson. I throw to you before I throw the rest away. While they do the weather, I pretend I'm writing something, but I'm really far away, really far away. I keep my smile warm in case they turn the camera on, 'cause now I have something to say, I have something to say. Melting, but I just keep going. It's been a pleasure knowing you. I wish you all the best of luck. When the prompter dies, I'm comfortable winging it. I'm practically singing it, the song that tears the world apart. Through the smoke beyond my parking space, I see my giant face on the billboard by the highway. Good morning, Tucson. The lights come on and so I smile wide and say, I throw to you before I throw the rest away.
Yeah. good handbag out of sight. Eagle feather in a feathered hair. Dash of rouge by a beware.
Wowie. I mean, they
Rally,
don't.
Rally Wowza.
They don't make tracks like that anymore.
I'm not saying top five.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
But this darn is
the,
close.
This is the Weekly Wheeze. You're listening to.
They don't make tracks like that anymore. No, they do not.
Good riddance.
Hey, let's play Pinkerton more.
Yeah, wow. So, Jamie.
Guess the era.
I mean, Jamie, satin tights, boots so white. Oh, I can picture it now in my brain.
Such vivid imagery.
Yeah, I mean, it really sounds like the Girl Gone Hot.
I believe him.
From their description, yes.
I believe him.
I agree.
I believe Rivers.
She
100%.
Oh, man. Yeah. The Weekly Wheeze, we take a Weezer song every week, dissect it. Compare it to the not only their
compare
catalog,
it to not
unfavorably.
We like to take their 2000s catalog and then just compare it to Pinkerton.
Yeah, 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 and I think the wider Western canon as a whole
doesn't hold up.
I mean, Vivaldi, Stravinsky,
others,
Ratitude.
Does it hold up?
Yeah. I mean, and I mean that melody of do. I mean, who has ever even thought of that before?
Yeah, it's like people. Honestly, look, John. I'm not sure if you know this, but
I'm sure I don't.
But
I'm sure I won't.
They get a lot. They get a lot of flack for their 2000 material.
Jamie,
has Vivaldi ever written something as catchy as da 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 da? That's what I want to know.
Now, Jamie, I don't know if you know this about me, but I personally have flacked Weezer's 2000 material.
Have you?
And I had never even considered that Vivaldi question.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hopefully that, I mean, that's what the Weeze is all about. All
right? Well, maybe we need to have another weekly podcast called the, you know, where we listen to Vivaldi and see if he ever wrote anything as catchy as da-da-da-da-da.
I'd be down.
Yeah, what could we call it?
Or we could do others too. We could do Stravinsky, Brahms, Bach, the biweekly Brahms.
Oof.
Yeah. Oof. The monthly Mahler.
Not to be confused with the Monday Mumford. Or the Monday Mumph.
Or who would confuse that?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I think a little our fans can handle a little alliteration.
Basically, we will listen to all of recorded music to see if any song has ever been written with a hook as catchy as da 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 da.
Yeah,
da 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 da.
The Girl Got Hot, Weezer.
The Girl Got Hot, Weezer, Ratitude, 2009. Wow. So I'm
Wow Records.
I'm thinking 5 out of 5 ice creams on this one.
Wow Records, the records that make you say, "All right." Sure.
Yeah. All right.
So they'll just make anything now. Okay.
Works for me. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, that was a good wheeze, I think. Unless you had anything else to add.
It was a quality wheeze.
Quality wheeze.
Looking forward to next week.
Next wheeze.
Looking forward to next week's snow day.
Yeah. Same. We'll be back in here for another 4 hours. Oh yeah. How much vinyl have you had to eat so far to survive?
Just one of those tiny ones. Just a little.
Just a 35.
Little single.
Just a little 35. Wow.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, little Beach Boys single.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that. You're not even done with it.
Yeah.
There's still
it's a hard. I burnt my tongue a couple hours ago.
Yes, everyone will remember that.
Still feeling the effects.
Let's see how many people got tuning into the Wheeze. obviously. Oh my gosh. 15.
15 Wheezy's.
All right, folks, call or text us with your favorite Weezer moment and enter for a chance to win a one-on-one interview with us Wheezy's ourselves. And we will relay your questions to Rivers Cuomo, who obviously is sitting here in the studio with
who's
us.
Who's not replying to our emails. But
no.
He's in the studio with us now.
Yeah, tied to a chair and unconscious. Great Wheeze.
Poor guy.
Yeah, oh yeah. I feel bad about what we did, but...
Why'd you call it the White Album? That was taken!
That's so true. Also, wait, I have a question for you, James.
Sorry, it's me slapping Rivers.
Oh my gosh. You give him one of your famous dad slaps?
Dad slap.
I have a question, Jamie. So if I go to the Weezer Spotify page, for one thing, their number 5 most popular song right now is Thank God for Girls, which is great. And their number 8 most popular song is I Love the USA, which is allegedly off the White Album.
It's a B-side.
It's off the deluxe version. Is that song any good at all?
Wait. I'm sorry. Okay, that's number... Is that your number 8, right?
For me, when I see their most popular songs, yeah. That's the 8th one in the list.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I've never listened to it.
I've never listened to it either. It says it's explicit, so we can't play it. But it's apparently some B-side or bonus track on White Album, and I've never heard it, and it sounds dumb.
I mean, all the titles sound dumb on that album.
What? Endless Bummer?
I remember reading the track.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, this
being
album's
very scared.
Suck.
Yeah, I was very scared.
This is going to be the worst
album. I mean, Thank God for Girls is obviously a great one. Do You Want to Get High? L.A. Girls. Jacked up.
All great songs. All
they are actually, they songs. Are legitimately great songs.
So they really fooled us. They pulled a real Bon Iver before Bon Iver, Bon Iver.
Ah, God. Flab it, Bon Iver. Hey, Jamie. Thank God for girls.
Rivers untapes his mouth. Fuck.
Oh, man.
We don't really have Rivers in the studio for those.
Yeah, we lied. Sorry, FCC.
To our emails.
Sorry, FCC, we lied.
Focus! That might be one of my favorite bits we have. We haven't done it in a while.
No, we've not. We've not.
Focus!
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow, White Album is their 11th album.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
What was on like half of these 2000s was A Death to Fake Metal. I don't know anything off of.
That's a B-sides.
Hurley. Oh, okay. Well,
and
all the same.
Hurley, and then Ratitude, and then Make Believe was before that, and then.
Jamie, you forgot about the Red Album.
Oh shoot! Oh, how could I forget?
The all important,
the greatest man that ever lived.
Unforgettable Red Album.
Who could forget such classics as Troublemaker?
I know.
That's all I know. Pork and beans.
Pork and beans.
Who could forget pork and beans?
Jeepers. All right, Jamie, our replacement's coming in here, so maybe you want to close us out with a tune?
I'll close us out.
Close us out with a tune, Jamie.
No prop.
Hey, good.
Let's get it going.
I'm glad you feel that way.
All right.
And hey, thanks for listening with us all snow day. You know, we've really enjoyed coming at you. I hope none of our listeners have frozen to death over the course of this broadcast. And if you have, call in. Tell us what it was like. All right, James, you good?
Thank God.
Yeah. All right, you got a track?
I do.
All right, spin it on up. W my phone, Medford.
The girl in the pastry shop with the net in her hair is making a cannoli for you to take on your hiking trip in the woods with your bros that you've known since second grade. And your main kind of dragons are ruffians and be called upon to employ your testosterone in a battle for supremacy and access to females glued to the TV. And even if you are victorious, you may receive many cuts, bruises, and scrapes, and you will require band-aids and antiseptic ointments and tender loving kisses on your stab. girl to think of, even though she isn't mine. I think about her all the day and all the night. It's enough to know that she's alive. She says I give a sweaty palm, she almost had a heart attack. The truth is that I'm just as scared, I don't know how to act. I wish that I could get to know her.